Moncrief on News Talk.
Yesterday, if you didn't know, was International Brothers Day, where pretty obviously people can celebrate and cherish those sibling relationships, but it can also be a day of acute sadness if that brother isn't around anymore. Our Henry McKean wanted to do some reporting on this, and for a very particular reason. Just a month ago to the day, Henry's beloved Charlie died suddenly, leaving Henry and his family, as you can imagine, utterly distraught. Henry, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Sean. And yeah, we are distraught. I mean, he was my best friend, Charlie McKean, 46. He was just the best, the most beautiful, beautiful brother. And I suppose today we are celebrating brothers and sisters everywhere because, you know, we don't know if they're going to be around. So do say to your brother, do tell them, do text them them that you love them. And I know that sounds really kind of corny, but we should all do that. Just tell them you love them. Like, for example, my brother, Charlie, our last conversation was along the lines of, I said to him, I owe you €6. And he said back, don't worry about it, Henry. Yeah. And he slipped out the door. You know, it was that simple. But anyway, we got to speak to brothers and sisters in the streets and we asked them about their relationship.
My brother, he's probably the rock of, you know, he's my older brother and I love him. He's a bit funny. And it pisses me off sometimes, but I still love him and that's the beauty of it.
So tell me about your brother.
Well, he's 5 years younger. He lives in Hilversum in Holland. He's been very ill. Won't go into the details. He's a high flyer. He was a leading light in business, traveled the world. Whereas I've lived in Dublin all my life.
A good relationship with your brother?
Yeah, well, I hardly don't see him much nowadays because we're a bit past flying and airports and everything. And as I say, he's been rather ill. Yeah, about twice a year I see him.
You've got one sibling, tell us.
Yes, I have one sister, an elder sister. She wouldn't like me saying that, I suppose.
What's the age gap between the two of you?
The age gap would be 7 years. So I won't say my age in case you'd guess hers.
And do you have a good relationship?
Very good relationship.
She's probably helped you grow up, did she?
Absolutely. She's now the matriarch of the family. Yeah. So very, very good relationship.
And that relationship with a sibling, there's nothing quite like it.
Oh, absolutely. I don't know, it's a sense of belonging, I suppose, you know. Maybe not everybody gets on well with their siblings, but in my case, definitely.
I come from a family of eight. My brothers are dead. One died a baby, one died in his early 60s, and two are still alive. They're about 87 and 86 years of age.
And you love your brothers?
I do. And my whole family.
Okay, family of eight. That was a noisy household growing up. Yeah, because it's a funny thing. Like today is, as you know, I've like an inexhaustible supply of children, but it's one of my daughter's birthday today. So happy birthday to Saoirse. But
happy birthday.
Yeah. But like she has two sisters around the same age as her. And like I could forget her birthday today. No, I haven't, but I could forget her birthday
you
today.
Could.
She'd be annoyed with me. But if one of her sisters forgot her birthday, that would be devastating.
Oh, this is it.
Which they haven't, I needless to point out, because, you know, that bond kind of never, especially if they've grown up together and they know each other so intimately and they have a shorthand.
It's very offensive if you forget a sibling's
birthday.
Yeah,
and they know how to get on and they know how to argue with each other, I suppose, which is an important thing when you're growing up with people.
Yeah, and they do. Brothers and sisters argue, and sisters and sisters and brothers, they do argue. And sometimes they have our backs most of the time and they are our bloods. They really are. And just to say also, you can, you know, be a brother, like my friends and my brothers as well, you know, in sort of rapper type way. We're all bros. And at my brother's funeral, at Charlie's funeral, the priest was called Father Bro, which I thought was really
Father
apt.
Bro.
Father
yeah.
Bro. It's an Irish name.
I hadn't noticed that. He didn't do much rapping during the mass.
But yeah, so, you know, and we love our brothers anyway. Here is Dr. Eddie Murphy, a clinical psychologist and author when it comes to mental health.
So, Henry, when I think about brothers, I think about a brother is one of the longest relationships in your lives. Brothers often share childhood memories, you know, family history, rivalry, loyalty. You have a shorthand understanding between each other that goes across decades. And even when brothers are different personalities or live apart, there can be a deep emotional bond and connection underneath it all. It's like a deep current in there. I mean, when we look at the research, the psychological research around sibling relationships, having a supportive brother or sister, I know it's International Brothers Day, but can be protective for our mental health and well-being across the lifespan. Brothers can provide companionship, practical support in humour. And what is interesting is that not every relationship is easy or close. Like in all families, there can be complexity involved as well. And when it comes to brothers, often we don't overly have that emotional or the language around that. Sometimes we share that by going to sporting occasions together, that shoulder to shoulder as opposed to face to face. But the bond is still incredibly powerful and meaningful. And that's what I'd like to shout out for International Brothers Day. When I think of my own brother, the connection and the love and the bond, and I think it's wonderful to say it out loud. I love you.
That was Dr. Eddie Murphy there, ending on a nice note there. I love you, which I suppose maybe siblings don't say that to each other as much as
we don't. Like, yeah. They say that about grief, and I admit that I'm grieving here. And, you know, do say it. And you don't even know how much you love someone until they die. And they say that grief is that. It's love. You know, and I loved him so, so much. And he was so, so good to me. He was the best brother. He had my back right through, right up until he died. And we lived together until I was 31. We lived in four countries within 10 years. So by the time Charlie turned 10, he'd lived in four countries. And we always had each other through those moves. Mm-hmm. He really is. And I know he's out there in heaven listening. So just to say hi, Charlie. But here is Dr. Coleman Nocter, a child and adolescent psychoanalyst.
I think brothers' relationships are really important. A comment I always say or hear from parents when they're discussing two siblings or who are brothers, they say this phrase, you know, they'd kill each other, but they'd kill for each other. And there's that sort of sense of that's what brothers do. There's a lot of competition, maybe there's a lot of aggro, maybe it's quite overt, even sometimes aggression and banter between brothers. But brothers are important. And it's important, we have this concept of the older brother as a kind of a protective non-parent who has a similar experience of growing up to you and maybe understands your parents better than anyone else because they share the same parents. Again, in my experience, having a good brother, and oftentimes that relationship will only flourish later in life. Brothers can not get on in primary school and even right the way through secondary school. But as they hit their late teens, early 20s and young adulthood, you can see a real mending. And maybe the aggro that happens in growing up is part of the process of coming to that hopefully good conclusion. International Brothers Day, I think it's important. Maybe it's something we don't talk an awful lot about, but the importance of having a brother, a good brother who looks after you, shares interests and entertains you and laughs with you could be hugely important. I have two sisters. I don't have a brother, but it's something I always wish I did have.
That was Coleman Nocter there. You are listening to The Moncrief Show on News Talk. We're going to take a break now and then we'll chat some more with Henry about his brother Charlie. Where Henry McKean is still with us. We have been talking about, the fact that yesterday was International Brothers Day, but this is a very, this is of particular importance to Henry because today, a month ago, his brother Charlie died suddenly. Henry kind of wanted to talk about that. Can you, Henry, can I ask when you heard about how you heard?
Yeah, you can ask me. I was actually buying fences in Wicklow, something as boring as that. Hmm. And I was on the M50 and we got a next of kin call and we were told to go to Deniri Harbour. We didn't know what had happened to Charlie. So I called my mum and said, look, you know, get to Deniri Harbour. And she got there before me. And it was my mum who rang to tell me that Charlie had died. And my mum is a retired nurse, so obviously she's trained, but it's so difficult for her as well. And just to say hi, mum, if you're listening, and for the whole family, and also to Charlie's son, Leo, like it's been so hard for us. So we got a call, and then my mum rang me, and I got to Deniri Harbour about half an hour, because it was a month ago today. It was like today. It was sunny. It was hot. It was a Saturday, and everyone was on their way to Deniri, so the traffic was bad. But I got there within half an hour. I was in the car with my wife and my son, and he died doing what he loved, and that was sailing. And he died of a heart attack sailing at 5 to 3 a month ago. And we are broken. We are devastated, but. At the same that I can feel him, I can feel his presence, and we went on a rugby tour for him to Bilbao. It was absolutely wonderful.
Because he was a Leinster fan.
He was a dedicated Leinster fan, and like that, Leinster at the semi-finals of the Investec Champions Cup put him up on the big screen to celebrate him, because I came across a CV. And it said on a CV after he died, he was a dedicated lifelong Leinster supporter. Mm. And that's not the sort of thing you admit to, because Leinster supporters have to be quiet about being Leinster supporters.
And, when you first heard, could you believe it? You know what I mean? Because it was completely unexpected.
No, it was a total
Charlie
shock.
Was younger than you, I think, a year or two.
Yes, a year and a half younger. That's the thing, a total shock. And, my mum said, are you sitting down? And I said, well, I'm actually driving, and it was hands-free. So obviously my son heard too. I was in complete shock, so much so that I turned into a kind of headmaster. What happened? Right, let's go and find out. Mm. And, it was only when I got home that evening that the reality hit. A complete shock, total surreal. My wife did get upset, and I didn't get upset until that evening. And everyone grieves differently.
Yes,
it was an absolute bolt out of the blue, but... Like that, flying back from Bilbao, we went on this rugby tour for Charlie to Bilbao, and we lost the game, but God, we had a good time for Charlie. And flying home, Ryanair actually flew over the exact spot that he died in Deniri, in Dublin Bay, which was beautiful. It was sunset. It was late last night at about 11, and it was just it was wonderful. And so I go out to Dublin Bay at every opportunity just to look out to sea, because that was his racetrack, and now it's his graveyard, and it's just so beautiful and so beautiful. So I suppose here is a clip of me just talking to Deniri, to Charlie at Dublin Bay. I'm standing here in Scotsman's Bay looking over Deniri Harbour in South County Dublin, and it's a windy day, but it's also a calm, cloudy day with a bit of rain as well. And I'm looking out to the harbour, to the harbour walls, and to a boy called Molly. And that is where my brother and best friend Charlie McKean died suddenly at the age of 46, sailing in a race. And just standing here, it's pretty peaceful. We can actually hear the train go past. We've got the metals behind us. And there's a strong wind. And I can feel his presence right now. I can feel a calmness despite the wind. And I can feel a peace. Charlie. Ah, there he is. The train made a honking sound. Charlie, we love you, and we will never forget you.
That's Henry at Scotsman's Bay there. As you say, Charlie loved sailing.
Oh, he did. He absolutely loved sailing. Loved it. And he went back sailing about 9 years ago, and, he absolutely loved it. And his last words were, when he was sailing there a month ago, he said, look at the sea, look at the sky, what a beautiful day. And he smiled, and he put up a spinnaker sail, like a big sale, and he was gone. And he died in a blaze of glory, you know, doing what he loved. And his crew on White Mischief, they tried so hard to bring him back to life. So did the RNLI. But God had other plans, and so did the ambulance service. And, you know, he was just 46. And all of us, you know, Hamish, my dad, my mum, Rosemary, and James and George, all of us, we had such an adventure over those 46 years. And, you know, he had an amazing career, like a brilliant, brilliant career. He worked in defence, in criminal law. And for years, you know, what he did was he tried to help the most vulnerable and the poorest men, also some of the richest and most powerful. He tried to defend them. You know, that's what he did. Mm. And, you know, he, you know, always tried to give a prisoner a second chance in life. And he holds the record, actually, for the most prison visits in one day, which is quite hard to get in and out of a prison, obviously. He managed to get six prisons in one day, which is something else. And he even attended the scene of a crime in inner city Dublin with a barrister to get a feel of where that crime occurred. And he even had a spice burger with the accused, almost like a method actor to try and understand, you know, this criminal. So he loved that. And he loved the Beach Boys' Pet Sounds album. He tried to decompress with his music and his drumming. And he ended his career. He moved away from, I suppose, the Ireland's gangland feuds and, you know, representing high profile people in that. And he ended his career as a state solicitor in the chief state solicitor's office, working in extradition. So we are so proud of him. We are so proud of his interests, his rugby. He loved World War II and Vietnam war history. He loved that. And he loved cocktails. He's best known for his cocktail making. I'm not sure if you ever came to a Charlie McKean cocktail party.
Yeah, well, when that was a skill you devised when the two of you were living together in that apartment not too far from here.
We did. And we lived together until he was, how old was he? 30. I was 31. And he, you know, he worked right through college, right through his early days of law in bars. And he, you know, he loved cocktails. And that's what he did. He would have huge cocktail parties on the boat that he sailed on, so much so that the Royal Irish Yacht Club had to introduce a cocktail menu in the bar because they were losing business to Charlie. He wasn't making money out of it. He was just giving away free drink.
But, and after he died, how many messages of condolence did you receive?
It's been so many. I mean, I know I put it up on Instagram and it's around 50,000 people have reached out, but actual messages,
it's extraordinary.
1,000. So he really touched so many people, and he wasn't into social media, Sean, at all. Like, his social media was wandering around Daenerys saying hello to people.
Yeah.
He was way more sociable than me, way more outgoing.
Well, now that'd be saying something. And like, as you said in the eulogy, you didn't realise how loved he was.
No, I couldn't get over the crowd at the funeral home at Quinn's there in Glastonbury and in Dorky Church. I couldn't get over the crowd. There's people standing upstairs and standing at the back. It reminded me of, you know, the 90s when people went to church. Like, it was it was busy. But yeah, he touched so many lives. He touched so many lives. And people really, really, they loved him because he had such a caring soul. And, you know, his life was cut short in its prime, and, you know, it's so difficult to talk about him, but God, he was such a brilliant, brilliant guy, so charismatic, so tall, so lovable. He was like a big teddy bear. You know, I know he's up there in heaven, and I think God wanted him to make those mojito cocktails up there in heaven.
That may be the reason. As you can imagine, Henry, the screen in front of me is just filled with people sending in their condolences and their shock, I suppose, as well, because, as you know, as ever, you've continued being a professional even after having devastating news like that. You're going on doing reports all over the place. So obviously, I've said this to you before, but, you know, I couldn't begin to express how sorry I am about this and when I heard it. And I think that goes for everybody out there in News Talk and everybody who even has met you even in passing, that they'd feel that way. And hopefully your family are doing a little bit better as well.
Oh, well, thank you so much. Yeah. And just to say that the Charlie McKean was an absolute swashbuckler. I mean, that's the best way. He was obviously a state solicitor too and a sailor, but he was a swashbuckler. He was kind of a pirate. And I've kind of joined this club, and I know it's probably not the right term. you know, I'm now in this club called the Dead Brother Club. I keep meeting people who've lost brothers as well, suddenly. But I just want to say, you know, we are there for all those people out there who've lost loved ones, because, you know, I'm, you know, so many people have experienced grief. And I just wanted to say hi to my mum and my dad and my brothers, and also Charlie's son, Leo.
Yeah, Henry, thanks a million for coming in to share that with us. That was Henry McCain there.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.
Grab some friends and an ice cold Mountain Dew today. Mountain!